signing. It's my distinct privilege and honor to introduce the David Grisman Quintet.
As we don't slip off, you know. We're gonna play a little funk tune for you now. I recorded this a long time ago on an album called Quintet 80. It kind of dates it. It's amazing. 1980 was 25 years ago. I never thought I'd live to be 39. Anyhow, this is a little dog funk. Yeah. Where were you guys 25 years ago? Well, we'll do another two tunes from that album. If you're interested in getting that album, write your congressman. Or you could possibly look on eBay. This one is a medley of actually the same tune, two different versions. I wrote this. How many of you have heard of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli? All right. Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to hear their music. They are, you know, some of my greatest heroes, and they created a, they had a group called the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in the 30s in Paris and made some incredible music. And I got to tour with Stefan Grappelli in the late 70s, 80s, and even into the 90s until he passed away. And that was one of the great highlights of my musical career. This tune is one I wrote to play with Stefan on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson back in 1979. And it was kind of a swing jazz tune. And while I was backstage, I turned it into a bossa nova. So we'll start with that version, which is called Dogmatism, and then we'll segue into Dogma. I appreciate that applause in advance.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce the members of the band. This is just about 30 years coming up for this group, and I've had a dog style group. And the senior member, aside from me, is our bass player. He's just about hitting the 20-year mark. And he comes from Pacifica, California. He was the bass player in the Garcia Grisman band. He's the reason that the Grateful Dog movie got an R rating.
Should have kept your pants on.
Mr. Jim Kerwin on bass. Next in line with the little flute. Has been playing dog music now for over 16 years, maybe 17. Yeah. He is Mr. Flute Jazz, which is the title of his CD on acoustic disc. He's also the producer of the Headwaters Project, which raises money for the California redwood trees. It would raise money for the Ohio redwood trees if there were any. I'm sure he'd be into that. He hails from San Anselmo, California. Please welcome Matt Eckel on flute. Next, we have our guitar player, who's been in the band around 11 years now. It's a record for guitar players. And he comes from Cordoba, Argentina. He's the man with the Latin touch, which is the name of one of his three acoustic disc CDs. The other is Solos from South America, and his latest, entitled simply Intimo. Very intimate, sensual, romantic music, passionate, all those things. No bedroom should be without his CDs. Please welcome on guitar Enrique Correa. And finally, the newest member of the group, but he's returning after a hiatus of 20 years or so. He played in the band in the 1980s. He, helped write the book on dog drumming and percussion. He's a master musician, and he's my neighbor now from Cotati, California, Mr. George Marsh. He's actually from St. Louis. It's hard to know what the word from means sometimes. We're going to do the title tune from our latest CD, which is a couple of years old. Any of you may have Dog Nation? All right. This is a tune I wrote one day when Jerry was over, and we recorded a version of this tune the day it was written, which is on DGQ20, but... And we had a slightly different arrangement, so we'll play you Dog Nation. Thank you. Well, we got another tune from the Dog Nation CD. I think we've got a bunch of CDs here for sale. We'll be around a little bit after the show, sign them for you. This is one that I wrote a few years ago. It's called Bluegrass at the Beach. It really has very little to do with bluegrass. A lot more to do with the beach. Thank you. Thank you. You know, we like to get into all, you know, this is dog music, but we dog music kind of means the best of everything, am I? Hopefully. And so we try to our hand at a lot of different styles. One is blues and jazz. This is a tune that this arrangement originated when I used to jam at a place called the Clubhouse with George Marsh and Jim Kerwin. That's probably where I met these guys. Well, I met George earlier, but it's where I met Jim. And this is one of the tunes we used to play, and then we taught it to Jerry Garcia. Well, he knew the tune, but we showed him the arrangement. So this is on the album called So What. It's written by the late, great Milt Jackson. It's called Bag Screw. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. How would you like to go to Brazil for a few minutes? Without the crime. All right, this is composed. How many of you ever heard of a style of music called choro music? Well, I'll tell you, it's an incredible form of music that's not very well known outside of Brazil. But if you're interested, check out acousticdisc.com, because I'm proud to say I've released two full CDs of the classic recordings of a man named Jacob do Bandolim, who wrote this next song. He's kind of the Django Reinhardt of Brazil. And he died in the 60s, but he made some fantastic recordings. You can check him out for free on the internet. In any case, this is one of his compositions. It's called Asanjado. Thank you very much. We'll play a new tune, relatively new tune. We're gonna go to the mellow side right now. This is a tune I wrote for my sweetie. Tracy's tune.
Thank you.
so much. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, there's a live version of that. It's on the internet somewhere. Let's see. I bet you we play just about everything but bluegrass music. And Ohio isn't very far from Kentucky, I know that. Well, I would like to, play, that's a good one there, Bluegrass Stomp. I'd like to play one that I wrote for the man that gave me my first authentic bluegrass job, the late, great Red Allen. Spent a lot of years in Dayton, Ohio. Couldn't go back into Kentucky. This is dedicated to Red, and it's named after a little place in Kentucky, near Hazard, Kentucky, called Pigeon Roost. We'll send this out to Paul Knight, our sound man. He's a good bluegrass musician, as well as other things. Great sound man. Pigeon Roost. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll go back to the very first DGQ album that came out around 1977. It's still available. And we'll get a tune called Blue Midnight. It's not quite midnight.
Thank you.